We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top, Meisvei. We learned there was a Machlekes, the Rabbanon and Rav Yossi, about when Matan Torah was. That means that Lekuli Alma, Matan Torah was on Shabbos morning. That's Lekuli Alma. That's not a Shaila. And Lekuli Alma, they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. The question was when Rosh Chodesh was. Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday? If Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, then naturally the Torah was given on Zion, on the seventh day of the month, which because it was on Shabbos, Lekuli Alma. So according to Rav Yossi, Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, and therefore the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan, which is Shabbos morning. According to Rabbanon, Rosh Chodesh that year was on Monday. If it was on Monday, then the Torah was given on the sixth day. And Nafka Mina, the Nafka Mina to Rabbanon and Rav Yossi is how many days of Prisha there was. According to Rav Yossi, so since the first day, Rosh Chodesh didn't have any Dibur that day, because Chol Shel Derech, then they had Monday and Tuesday, they taught them certain things. Then on Wednesday was the first day of Prisha. So you had 3 days of Prisha. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Prisha from the wives. And then Shabbos morning was the Torah. According to Rabbanon, Monday was Rosh Chodesh. Nothing happened that day. Then you had Tuesday and Wednesday with a certain Diburim from Hashem. And then Thursday was the first day of Prisha. I ended up Prisha only 2 days. Prisha was Thursday and Friday. And then Shabbos morning was the Torah. That's two shittas, Rabbanon and Rav Yossi. Meisvei, when I ask Akasha, it says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says in the Torah that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Yidin that you should v'kedash them, you should mekadesh yourself, which means make perish hayoyim imacha, today and tomorrow, and then I'm going to give you the Torah. So bishlam fi rabbanon, it's good because you have 2 days of prisha, which is today, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday, and the next day you gain the Torah. But according to Rav Yossi, L'chayra, it's 3 days. So what's the Lashon? B'kidashtem hayoyim u'machar. Zot kash Rav Yossi, Omach Rav Yossi, Yoyim Echra, Yossi Moshe V'dayte. Enchanami, Hashem said only to Mekadosh today and tomorrow, which according to Rav Yossi means Wednesday and Thursday, and the Torah was given on Friday. But Rav Yossi holds that Moshe added on an extra day. Omach Rav Yossi, Yoyim Echra, Yossi Moshe V'dayte. Moshe added another day to the Prisha, the Tayyum, the Braisa. Gimel Dvarim Os Moshe Medaita, there are three things that Moshe did by himself. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him those three things, even though he decided to do it by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking. What are the three things? Hoysev Yemecha Medaita. First of all, he added extra day to the Prisha before Matan Torah. Number two, appears from the Isha. He separated from his wife after Matan Torah. He never went back to his wife. And number three, v'shibes haluchos. He broke the luchos by the eagle. And so he didn't do the eagle, he broke the luchos. And the Gemara explains that what his drashas were, what was his rationale to do these things. What are darshan? It says in the Pasuk that Hashem told Moshe, v'kidash v'hayoyim imacha, today and tomorrow. And he made a hekesh, hayoyim kemacha, ma'la macha leilo imoi, just like tomorrow, leilo imoi. It's the night with her, it's a full day. Looks like tomorrow, Rav Yossi's world, it was Wednesday and Thursday. It's like Thursday, it's the whole day. So Wednesday also, it's not the whole day. So you need another day that's also a whole day. Afayim leil imay. You need today also to be leil imay. V'layel de idna nafgulei. And today's night is gone. Shema mino, terei yoyim levar me'idna. There must be two full days besides for today. And that's how he knew it has to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Tosfos speaks out, that's not Ramesh Adrosh or Gemura, because then it wouldn't be Medaita. It wouldn't be his own idea. Just it's a drasha, and that was Moshe decided to add an extra day. No one hiskim akarish baruch hu. They hated akarish baruch hu was masking to give them another day of prisha, because you see the lo shari yeshchina at safra shabbos. You see Hashem wasn't megala himself till Shabbos morning. He didn't give the Torah to Shabbos morning. So you see that he agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu that he added an extra day. Another thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did that Hashem was masking with him was upirish min isha. He was after Matan Torah. He never went back to his wife, like we know with Aaron and Miriam. Miriam's a lashon hara. That was that story that they Miriam told Aaron that Moshe was parish from his wife. Parish means my darish. Not the kavachayim mas. He only kavachayim to himself. Oma my Yisrael. So dibur shchinim am el shachas. My Yisrael that Hashem only spoke to him one time. Mekavalem his man, and even told him his man what it is. Amra Torah v'hayinu chayinim, you have to be parish mi'isha, atigshu, ani isha kol shah v'shah, shechinim deveres imi. Me, any time Hashem can come talk to me. V'ani kevel yizman, give me a time. Alachas kam v'kama. Of course he has to be parish from his wife. Of course he has to be parish from his wife. And the kavachayim is not so geshmak, like Tosis points out, because if I care, there's a kviya zman, so they knew when to be parish. So there's more reason to parish. You know exactly when it's going to happen. But kapon, look at Tosis, there's a total kavachayim right here. Maisa Moshe, any time Hashem could have megalat him, he had to be careful. The Hayinu Hashem was masking that he shouldn't be with his wife Taka. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Leich emolhem shuluchem lo leichem. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, go back to their tents, go back to their wives. The Chassid v'asrei v'atel poyam oyvod, you stay with me, and we darshan, you stay with me. That means you don't go back to your wife. This damri, not a pasuk that Hashem was masking for Moshe Rabbeinu to perish from his wife. Peah peah David boy. And what's the right from that? So there's two ways to learn. One way to learn is the way Pashat Agamar's Mashma, that's what Shah says, it means that Hashem told Miriam and Aaron, this you're talking about Moshe, peah peah David boy. Speak to him peah peah. Of course he has to be perish. Of course he has to be perish. Mashal points out that Rashi in Chumash, Taitch's Pe'apadabai means that I told him, I told him not to go back to his wife. So if he's that's really the same child as before, look at the Mashah here. But upon him, so far we had two things that Moshe did, and Hashem was masking. Number one is he added an extra day for the appreciation before Mount Torah. And number two, he was parish from his wife, and Hashem was masking that also. What was the third thing? Shibra es halucha, it's my darash, what a darash. I'm a pesach, shu echa v'tarek mitzvahs, omra tarek v'chol b'necha l'echa b'ayi. Ma the carbon pesach halacha is that someone who's a mumer lavad yizara he can't eat the carbon pesach he has no shayach to carbon pesach so a Torah kula the Seres Adivris would have had in it the whole Torah so of course the Israel can't get this a Torah kula can be shown varamachs kam v'kama of course they can't give it to the Israel the whole Torah of course not why is one mitzvah we can't give it to Ben Eicha of course the whole Torah not. And if we broke the luchos, no one hits the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Hayinu Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking to him, and is masking him that he broke the luchos. Shneimar Asher Shibarta. V'Amar Shlokas Yashakoyecha Shibarta. Hashem says Shkoyech that you broke it. Good job. You did the right thing. You broke the luchos. You broke the luchos. You did a good thing, and therefore, you see these three things he added on. So that's the answer to Rabbi Yosef. Kasha basically was that this is Gashem Yom Malcha only 2 days. Tosfos says no, it's really 3 days because it's Hosef Yom Echad Mi Daita. So what do we want to write? Toshema. We're another Kasha here. It says in the pasuk, "V'hoyu nechoinim l'yoyim hashlishi." In the pasuk it says that you should be ready l'yoyim hashlishi. That's what it says in the pasuk in the Torah. V'hoyu nechoinim l'yoyim hashlishi. So Shaila is, it's Mashmah on the third day the Torah was given, the third day of Prisha. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's the fourth day of Prisha the Torah was given. Kasha Rabbi Yaisi, everything. I'm reading, Yom Echad Hoyis Moshe Medaita. That's not Shver, because that was what Hashem told Moshe. But then Moshe said, when he told Eden, like Rashi points out, he says, Heyu Nechayim Shloishas Yomim. He didn't say Yom Hashishi, Shloishas Yomim, which means three more days. And because that was the Torah came. And I, it says the pasuk vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yos habayker the Torah came. Rashi asks, Rashi answers, no, that means vayhi b'yom hashlishi l'yomim shleimim for full days. For full days, that's when after 3 full days, that's when the Torah came. That's when Hashem gave the Torah. Toshema, not a kashi. Toshema, it says in the brayta shlishi. We'll see what the word shlishi means momentarily. Shlishi, then it says shlishi b'chodesh. It was the third day of the Chodesh, and Shlishi v'Shabbos, the third day of the week. Klar in this brayta, that Gimel Sivan was what day of the week? Tuesday. If Gimel Sivan is Tuesday, that means when was the Chodesh? Sunday. So Bishon for Rabbi Yaisi is good, because Rabbi Yaisi holds Chodesh was Sunday, and therefore Shabbos was Zayin. According to Rabbanon, hold Torah was given on Shabbos, and was Vav, means Chodesh was on Monday. So Tuesday was not the third day of the month. Tuesday was the second day of the month. So this brayta is a kashul Rabbanon. So we're going to ask you, what's the kashya of Rabbanan? Rabbanan is a Tana, and this is a Braisa, he argues. So the Havamin is that Tosfos speaks out that the Rav is the one who explains that the Machlokes is when Rosh Chodesh was. Maybe the Machlokes is when Torah was given Shabbos and Friday. So this is the kashya on Rav. That's how we learn the kashya, Tosfos speaks out. The Mara answers, I'm like Rabbanan, how many Rabbi Yaisi? The Rabbanu will answer, no, which Rav will answer, this is Rav Yossi, this price is Rav Yossi. But according to the Rabbanu and Taka, this Tuesday was the second day of the month. Now the Gemara says, what's on the price of the first Shlishi? It says, Shlishi B'chai, Shlishi B'Shabbos. What's the first Shlishi telling us? Shlishi L'maik, the time of the price. Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Om El Hashem. If you look at the Pesukim, like we spoke out the other day, in the Pesukim, there's the first day they got to Midbar was Rish Chodesh. Then we have Pesukim, Moshe Olah, Lekim V'yikur, Elav Hashem Nahar Leimor, a whole thing, V'atim Tiyim Lechaz Koyanim, and it says, V'yanu Kol Om V'yachto V'yimru Kol Asher Diba Hashem Na'asa. On the third day it says, Vayoshev Moshe is Divrei Om El Hashem. You know, we know what that means. That means they came, Hashem, Moshe told Hashem that the Yidden said Nasa. Then says V'yemer Hashem al Moshe Yenuchim Bo Alecha Ba'ava Onon Ba'avu Yishma Om Adabri Machv Gam Mecha Yiminu Lo'olam. And don't say any other commandment. Then on the on a Wednesday morning it says, or the fourth day it says V'yagid Moshe Es Divrei Om El Hashem. Now what did Moshe tell Hashem? What was Divrei Om? He can't say it's the Nasa that he said already Tuesday morning. So what do you say? That's the Brachos Kasha. It says Vayoshev Moshe Es Divrei Om El Hashem, which means that they said Nasa. Then they said, "Look, see, Yagim Moshe is Divrei Om El Hashem. Ma Amal Akars Baruch Hu Moshe. What did Akars Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Ma Amal Moshe Yisrael. What did Moshe tell Yisrael? Ma Amal Yisrael Moshe. And what did Yisrael answer to Moshe? Ma Hish Moshe Lebnei Agvura. What was this conversation that we're missing? So Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, "Zu Mitzvahs Hagbala." The Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Even on the Pesukim, Mitzvahs Hagbala happens after Mitzvahs Prisha. Mitzvahs Hagbala means that they weren't allowed to go up down the mountain. So even on the Pesukim, it says it after Mitzvahs Prisha. The Mitzvahs Hagbalah was actually before Mitzvahs Prisha, and it was set on Tuesday morning, and the Eden accepted it. And Wednesday morning, Moshe told Hashem that the Eden accepted the Mitzvahs Hagbalah. That's one pshat in these Pesukim, Vayoshev and Vayagid. Rabbi Omer, different pshat. Rabbi Omer, betchila pirish oincha, in the Darshan of Pesukim, that in these 3 days, the first 3 days, even on Rosh Chodesh, Moshe told them himself something. Moshe, since they were becoming Geri, Moshe taught the Yidden all about the Einshim and Schar Mitzvahs. So Rebbe says, first he taught them the Einshim. Tchila Perish Einshim. Tchsev, Vayoshev, Moshe, Dvarim, Shemeshavim, Dait Shal Adam. Things that make a person back out. Meshavim is a lotion of, like, they don't want to be Mekabel. They don't want to be Mekabel, the words. Things that stop him from being mekabel. That's Lashon V'Yoshev Moshe. That was the Einshim, because that's not Kashmak. People don't like hearing about Einshim. U'b'soif Pirish Matan Schara. The Chesiv Yaged Moshe Dvarim. What's Lashon V'Yaged Dvarim Shemoshe Chum Libush Adam Kagoda. Things that pull a person's heart like Agoda, like good Kashmak or Drush stories. That was the second thing. That's Lashon V'Yaged. So V'Yoshev V'Yaged is Hashem that Moshe taught the Yidden the Einshim and Schorim, and Eden accepted it. So the first Vayoshev is that they accepted the Einshim. Vayaged is they accepted the Divrei Agada, which means the Matan Schorim. Vigadarim the opposite way, but Chilah Perish Matan Schorim, the Chsiv Vayoshev, the Dvarim Shemashiv and Daish Adam. Makes a person Mayoshev, makes a person happy, makes a person ready to accept it. Vosayf Perish Einshim, the Chsiv Vayaged, Mayoshev, Dvarim Shekoshtam Kigidim. Things that are hard, like sinews, like veins, that's Vayoshev Vayaged, that was the Einshim. Back upon him, the Teretz is that Shlishi means Lefidus Pshat. So if you're going with your Rebbe, and Shlishi means that after 3 days of telling the mitzvahs, that's the three. Three means the third day to telling the mitzvahs. And that day was Tuesday, and that day was third of Chodesh. Shlishi just says the number of days that took to tell them about the mitzvahs. That's the Lashon Shlishi. Teretz is that's the many days it took them to teach them about the mitzvahs.